Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Het wilde weer van vorig weekend zorgde voor chaos op het spoor, auto's die achtergelaten werden en mensen die moesten schuilen. 5 staten werden getroffen door onweersbuien met plotselinge overstromingen als gevolg. Dr. Kimberly Reed is een postdoctoraal onderzoeker aan de Universiteit van Melbourne. Ze zegt dat de zware buien vooral New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, Tasmanië, Zuid-Australië en de ACT troffen.
Eastern Australia was hit with what we call an atmospheric river, which is like a river of water vapor in the sky that stretched from Cairns to the south coast of Victoria. And we had a low pressure system in the Great Australian Bight, helping to draw warm, moist tropical air south. On top of that, in the tropics, we have what scientists call an active Madden-Julian oscillation, but in simple terms, that's basically a pulse of storm activity that travels from the Indian Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, and that can help trigger these weather events.
Queensland werd het hardst getroffen door het noodweer. In delen van de Gold Coast viel bijvoorbeeld in slechts 24 uur tijd meer dan 200 mm regen. Sydney registreerde meer dan 25 mm in een uur, terwijl in Canberra en Hobart zo'n 10 mm viel in een uur tijd. De SIS kreeg meer dan 900 telefoontjes over omgevallen bomen, lekkende daken en verzoeken om zandzakken. Angus Hines van de Australian Bureau of Meteorology zegt dat er bepaalde fenomenen zijn die het huidige wilde weer veroorzaken.
Broadly speaking, the link is that on warm days like we're getting, as you say, several warm days, lots of heat across southern and eastern Australia at the moment. When we get these warm temperatures, what that does is it actually promotes evaporation out of the ocean. So we get more evaporation from the oceans around Australia, and that puts a lot more moisture into the atmosphere in the form of water vapor as a gas into the atmosphere. So when it's really hot for a prolonged period of time, you also tend to get much more humid conditions building, at least near the coastlines of Australia, near those oceans around either side of the country. And then that means that we've got the fuel available when it does start to rain really heavily.
Hoewel dit scenario angstaanjagend klinkt, is volgens Kimberly Reed zware regenval niet ongewoon, vooral in de zomer.
What's particularly notable is that the oceans around Australia are quite warm. So, for example, in the northwest of Australia, the ocean is quite warm, and this is what we call a negative Indian Ocean dipole. I don't think it's been officially declared, but it's close to being declared, and that's basically like La Nina in the Indian Ocean. And this warm ocean water can help sort of push tropical moist air from the tropical area down south towards Sydney and Melbourne. And so that's why we're likely to have quite a wet December.
Ze zegt dat extreme regenval moeilijk te voorspellen is.
Unlike temperature, extreme rainfall is a lot more variable. It changes from really dry to really wet. And what this means is it's much harder to pull out trends in the data. But what we know is that rainfall is caused by basically there's 2 key ingredients, what we call the thermodynamic, so in other words, is the air warm and is it moist, and the dynamic, so that's things like low pressure systems and cold fronts. And you need this combination of moisture in the air plus a weather system like a low pressure system to trigger a heavy flood. And so scientists are quite confident that the thermodynamic aspect, so the atmosphere being warm and moist, is likely to increase. But what we're less confident about is the dynamic, so where exactly the weather systems might go.
Dr. Reed benadrukt dat het belangrijk is om je voor te bereiden op extreme weersomstandigheden.
Although we're seeing quite a lot of heavy rainfall the last few years, we know that Australia can be very dry as well. And so we need to make sure we're preparing for both ends of the spectrum, for very dry and very wet. That's particularly for eastern Australia. For western Australia, we're seeing a lot more drying happening, and so they would probably want to emphasize preparing for more drought and more bushfires.
Klimaatverandering is een belangrijke factor in dit alles, zegt Angus Hines.
That's one of the main concerns, actually, with the climate is the way it is at the moment in this warmer climate, it means there's a lot of moisture around. So when we get heavy rainfall events, when we get extreme weather events, they're going to be even heavier in a warmer climate. The extremes are going to become even more extreme. That's the trend over the last few centuries. I think Australia has warmed by approximately 1.5 degrees since the year 1900 or so, and that warming certainly contributing to that effect of heavier rainfall too.
Niet alleen Australië heeft te kampen met extreme weersomstandigheden. Ook Spanje, Chili, Brazilië, Dubai en andere landen werden dit jaar getroffen. En dat op een moment dat veel landen ontevreden zijn met de resoluties van de klimaatconferentie van de VN in november. Maar zoals de parlementaire ondersecretaris van St. Lucia, Pauline Antoine Prosper, aangeeft, is de klimaatnoodtoestand aan het escaleren en moeten er dringende oplossingen komen.
The implications for our economies, our people and our ecosystems are severe. Our developmental gains are undermined as national infrastructure built with significant multilateral loans are destroyed before the debt is paid, and we must rebuild from scratch. The cost of these catastrophes are growing exponentially with every increment of global warming.
Dit was een verhaal van Adriana Wainstock voor SBS Nieuws, in het Nederlands vertaald door SBS Dutch.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.